This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight, right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station in Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working this weekend, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook. Yes, I'm still on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, but I'm also on Parler at the Captain's America, and I'm also over at MeWe at the Captain's, well, that's hashtag the Captain's America. And I'm also still on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And I will remain on Facebook. I will remain on Twitter as long as I can, because they are, believe it or not, the largest social media websites in the world. And if you want to be heard, if you want to be seen, that's where you need to be. In the meantime, these other sites are growing. We'll get into all that in a minute. But let's go to our first guest. That would be Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time for the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. This great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And caller, hang on the line. We got one of our favorite callers on the line. I know he's going to listen to what we're saying here because he's got something to say. But I'm getting up on my soapbox, so here I go. You ready?
Absolutely.
Folks, the American experiment has been founded upon a presupposition, a prior commitment to an ordered liberty, an established order. That means the policies. It means a covenant. In our case, it means the Constitution. And right now, the U.S. Constitution, which is the longest surviving written constitution in human history, is under attack. It's a remarkable document for those of you that haven't written it or read it. And you need to go over there and read it and find out why what happened in the Congress, the House of Representatives, and the Senate this week happened, because it's all explained in black and white as to what people could and could not do, and anything else that was tossed in there has no relevance. And all of that came to fore this week in the vital events that interrupted the joint session of Congress to count the votes of the Electoral College. Now, at the end of the day, on Wednesday, our constitutional order proved itself once again, proved to be resilient. But that doesn't take away from the tragedy and the horror of what took place. It was an enormous stress test on the ordered liberty of the United States of America. A stress test brought on not only by the President of the United States, but by the Democrats who wanted to take advantage of the situation and others. There's so many you can blame. It's not all on one person's shoulder. And folks, it's an opportunity for us, the right, an opportunity for the left, yeah, the left, an opportunity for conservatives, yep, an opportunity for liberals, all Americans, to repudiate the political and public violence that we saw and reaffirm once again that we are committed to ordered liberty and the Constitution of these United states. Folks, it's the American way. I'm done. Kyle, what do you think?
Well, very, very well said, Captain. And of course, the thing is, you haven't changed. I haven't changed.
Nope.
So many people that we know haven't changed. We've never supported such things.
Nope, never will.
Never will. And we operate in a marketplace of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And so, yes, we join with everybody who's condemning the violent incident at the Capitol Hill.
And to give some perspective on the controversies that we witnessed during this election in this past week, let's remember that 4 years ago this week, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and James Comey were all talking about spying on and targeting Donald Trump and his team for prosecution. Remember?
Yep.
Well, in my view, the election results in the various battleground states were compromised by the unlawful rule changes that led to votes being counted that shouldn't have been counted. But there's one problem, Kyle.
What's that?
Not one state legislature, not one court, not one judge, especially the Supreme Court, did anything at all to make a decision based on the evidence. Not one. And Congress failed to seriously grapple with these and the other problems. And you wonder why we saw what we saw on Wednesday?
Well, certainly, you know, most people in this country believe that every, you know, if you have a legitimate gripe, it will get its day in court. And we were saying all along, Captain, you know, I think that had there been a fair hearing, we would have seen, I think, a much different sort of reception of the of these results.
I wanted to be so wrong about what I told early on to the listeners. I wanted to be so wrong. I wanted to be proven wrong. I said, folks, this is going to go nowhere. It's going to go nowhere. We're going to see what we're going to see. I hope more rational heads, and I said this all along, I hope more rational heads prevail, but this is going nowhere. We have no choice. And if the courts and the judges and the legislatures don't want to do anything, then it goes by way of the Congress, the Electoral College, and the Constitution that spells out exactly what they're supposed to do, which is exactly what they did, no more, no less, in the Congress. When they made their challenges, challenges were voted down, and then the end situation was inevitable.
Well, that's right. But, you know, an election that doesn't go your way doesn't change your destiny. We continue moving forward here.
And when we come back, we're going to have our one of our favorite callers on the telephone line. He's been waiting very patiently to say something. That would be Mike in Clearwater. And, Mike, I appreciate your patience, and I will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. And, yeah, we had to get up on the soapbox and get that stuff established out there to begin with, because you're going to hear a lot of nonsense, and you're going to see a lot of nonsense, and you got to sort it out. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program, the weekend's edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, is being brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that really works for me and really has helped me greatly. And I certainly recommend it to anybody that's got a problem with inflammation or pain that you just can't seem to get rid of. This product works. Now, it's made out of turmeric with resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps support the body's natural response to inflammation. It'll also lower or eliminate pain, go right to the source of the pain, and I've never seen anything like it. I've been taking it for about 5 years now, a little bit more than 5 years, and it flat out works, or you wouldn't hear me endorsing it. So it's 100% drug-free. It also supports a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in, and it also helps to support the healing process. So try the 3-week quick start, $19.95. That's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. Gets it all going at relieffactor.com/captain, the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, the $19.95 3-week quick start. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, Kyle, you there?
I'm sure here.
Phone lines are loaded up here. Let's go to the first caller that's been waiting, Mike in Clearwater. We got a whole room full of phone calls here, so see what you get to the point there.
Okay, all right. Good morning, Kyle. Let me do my little soapbox thing as quick as I can. 4 years ago, this great man came into office, and they were all terrified of him. He was never in politics. He wasn't bought and paid for. And for 4 years, they gave this man nothing but grief, nothing but never said anything good about anything that he did. These politicians have proven that they are all spineless at this point. The Republicans, Democrats, I don't care who it is. He incited violence. No, he did not. He told the people, you're very special. We love you. Go home in peace. And all these Republicans that all of a sudden flipped, Lindsey Graham and all these garbage people, I want you to call the House and the Senate on Monday and tell them that they're all garbage, because they've proven that they're backstabbers, that they can't be trusted, They'll only stay with you if it's to their advantage, and the moment something happens, they're going to drop you like a potato and discard you like garbage. And what do you think, Kyle? Because I'm mad as hell. I'm sorry.
All right, thank you. Well, it wasn't all of them because we had, 140 or 50, something like that, congressmen that voted to support the president. Is that right, Kyle?
Yep.
And then we had, about 25 or so senators that voted to support the president?
Right.
Okay, so it wasn't all of them. And by the way, as a result of leading this, quote, insurrection, as it's called, political insurrection, Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz, they've threatened expulsion. That's what they're trying to do to them. But you want to comment on this quickly? Because I still got phone lines lit up, or you want to go to the callers?
Well, no, I appreciate Mike's call very much. And yeah, I think what we're seeing here is a real piling on and trying to use this situation now to get even more political gain for their side. Exactly.
Okay, now let's go to Mary. And Mary, what's on your mind?
Hi, good morning. I think that in the end, a lot of this looks like smoke and mirrors from one party at the top. It goes back to the Great Reset and actually
the economy. Bingo. You get the prize.
The economy for ordinary people who aren't understanding what is going on with the market, with the stocks, with people that are making money. It's all one party.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's why I think the Barr report should have come out and it didn't.
Well, let me just point something out to you, and then I'll go on to the next caller. Did you hear what Joe Biden said the number one priority will be, along with Pelosi and Schumer? They said it again today. Did you hear what they said?
Oh.
All right, let me help you. Let me help you out. The number one priority will be to help the American people by giving them the $2,000 stimulus that they thought they were going to get. That was
a mistake.
Yep.
Correct.
Yep. Okay, I got to go. Thank you, Mary. All right, now. I think I know who this is, so 60 seconds with Todd. Go for it.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't have time to explain how the mafia works, but that's the Democrat Party, okay? If you haven't figured it out, I've been to 8 Trump rallies, 9 if you count more Trump. Okay, I've been to more Trump rallies than Trump has. Okay? Don't tell me that. The Trump rally, people leave it cleaner than it was. This guy, I guarantee, I'll bet $100 the captain knows I'm good for it. Okay? I'll bet $100 the guy didn't vote for Trump, and if he did vote for Trump, they got to him. Let me give you a name. Scaramucci. Okay?
Huh.
So all these people that leave the White House, they turn on Trump. They're right. They're a bunch of Judases. Just like Mitch McConnell, just like Rubio, who I got elected, I'm ashamed of. Okay? They're all the same. They're all in the same cabal. They hate us. It's not Trump. They hate us because Trump did what we told him to do. Trump worked for us. These clowns work for themselves in China, okay? And that's why you got to be on the phone to your senator, your congressperson, and call them out for the fraud that they are, and let them know they'll be primary. Let's get to work.
Thank you very much, Todd. Okay, now, we go from all that, Kyle, to the professor emeritus up in Lafayette, Indiana, Dan the Man. Okay, Dan the Man, what's going on?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to be Dan Downer. I'm not like Todd. But I use history as a guide.
Mm-hmm.
1960, Nixon won that race. Nixon knew he won the race.
Yep.
And a lot of his backers said, hey, let's go to court. Let's have recounts.
Mm-hmm.
And Nixon said, I'm not putting the country through it.
Nope.
All right. Trump brought a lot of this stuff on himself.
Yep.
Trump demanded loyalty from so many people. And when he was, when somebody disagreed or he perceived them jilting him, he fired him.
Mm-hmm.
His original cabinet was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Be it Mattis or Kelly, Revis was over his head as chief of staff.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you from experience, you can't operate like that when you got a revolving door of staff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he brought a lot of this on himself.
Well, can I stop you for a minute, and here's why. When it came time for what happened on Wednesday, the person that got it all fired up were the undercard speakers, but the one in particular that talked about, we're in combat, we have to deal, this is a war, was Rudy Giuliani. I am so, so sorry to have to say that, but he's the one that got it started.
Oh, so am I, because, you know, Giuliani was America's mayor.
That's right.
He had a pretty good reputation. And he blew it. This Giuliani personality that I've seen the past couple of years, I don't know where this has come from. He's not the same guy chasing down John Gotti like he did back in the 80s.
No, and I remember that.
He got to be a little bit classless, too. But I'll tell you what, Trump's son, the profanity he was using there, I was turned off by that completely.
Yep.
But, you know, he could have walked away from it saying, hey, I want it. It's just the way it is. I'm not going to put the country through this.
Yep.
But Trump has a way of saying I a lot.
Well, that's what we don't do here. It's I, me, my by some people, but I refuse to do it. It's about we the people, we the people.
Well, he could have took a lesson from you then, because that was, you know, I voted for Trump twice. I thought his policies were good, especially when they came to the economy. But his personality, the way he held himself, like Todd said, yeah, he's a the Democrats are mafia. Well, I'll tell you what, Trump a lot of times acting like a mafia.
Let me read you something. This is from our friend Steve in Thailand, who also is a very savvy political person that lives over in Thailand. He says, good morning, Captain. Bingo! 100 points. Rudy Giuliani, and nobody's talking about him hardly at all. He is connected, not President Trump. President Trump is being left out to dry.
Oh, that is true. There, no truer statement has ever been made about Trump. Trump took Giuliani's pseudo-legal advice, which was way off. Mm-hmm. Pence did not have the power to overturn the election the day they certified it. That would be crazy. It's a formality. It's a ceremony. And that's about it.
Mm-hmm. All right, Dan, I got to let you...
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I probably talked too much, but I'm telling you.
Okay.
No, you should have used a little more.
No, you did fine. You did fine, and I got to move on. But thank you very much, Dan.
Okay, talk to you later.
There we go. Now, Kyle, I got one more thing, and I'm going to try to get it in here. We just got an email. Mike Pence also contributed to the expectations and subsequent disappointment when he said this at the Georgia rally. I promise you, come this Wednesday, we will have our day in Congress. Yeah, that's true, Johanna, that's true. People took that statement to mean that they'd be doing something besides opening envelopes. So what did he exactly mean? Well, he was playing the gamut of the Trump card, so to speak, because that's what Trump said to everybody. Now, on Wednesday morning, the peaceful protesters heard Pence's statement that he would not be doing anything but opening envelopes. I think it dawned on those who went to the D.C. to celebrate that they'd been duped and misled by the people like Pence, and who knows what Pence had been telling Trump was going to do. By the way, while some of those people went with the intention to cause trouble, most probably just got caught up in a melee. Yeah, they did. A bunch of them did. They went, well, we got to go watch this. I know some of my friends did. And by the way, three of my friends got hurt. Got hurt and all that, Kyle, because they got literally run over by people that were on a mad dash to get to the Capitol.
Exactly. I've heard, yes. That's terrible.
Yeah. All right. Well, hold the fort. Kyle, you hang on. And folks, we're coming back with more Captain's America Third Watch. It's a busy weekend. A lot of people have chimed in early. I knew they would. I knew they would. And caller, you hang on. I'll be right to you there. Hang on. Folks, I'm coming back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to call, 877-969-8600 is the number to get in on. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. It could come down to the wire. President Trump is impeached. Unless all 100 senators agree to unanimous consent to bring the Senate back from recess, the soonest the Senate could receive articles of impeachment from the House would be the day before the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell sent a memo to Senate Republicans late Friday outlining a possible timeline for impeachment. President Trump's Twitter account was deleted, and then his tweets were deleted from the official government account. Twitter issued a permanent ban on Friday, saying letting Trump remain on the social media platform would further risk incitement of violence. The president denounced Twitter as an enemy of free speech and says he and his supporters may start their own platform. A U.S. district judge blocked the Trump's administration's sweeping new rules affecting foreigners seeking asylum in the U.S. The ruling comes just days before the changes were set to take effect on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn from Newsmax TV on the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Nat Caruso.
You sure are, and welcome back to this segment of the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. We're broadcasting all across the country, around the world, too, via the satellite and the Internet. And hello to everybody that's listening to us outside the United States, and especially our military men and women. Thank you for the job you're doing, keeping America free and safe. Well, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Geico. And Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, Geico and the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, or your local Geico office, you can find them in the phone book, can help you get coverage for just about anything that you drive or own. Now, you got a car, you got a truck, you got a motorcycle, maybe you got an RV, an ATV, or a boat. They can insure it all. But here's how you save money. They will also cover your home with homeowners insurance and renters insurance. And if you bundle the two together, you will get a discount, and you'll save money, more so than if you just did the car on your own or just did the truck or whatever on your own. So think about that. Think about that. Geico, GEICO.com. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We're going to go right to the phone lines again. We've had a very patient young lady on the telephone. Good morning, ma'am. What's your name? Where are you calling from again?
Carol P.A. I'm from Atlanta.
Yes, ma'am.
Area, and I am mad as hell. I went back. I did my duty to vote on this election and am freaking mad about the presumptive replacement of my senator to an ungodly pastor from the city of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting angry, I'll be honest with you, but I've listened to you. I have listened to Kyle. I have listened to Denise when she comes on. Other people you have on this radio show, national radio show. I am telling you, I have been writing and writing and preparing the papers that I am putting online to Raffensperger, to Kemp, to the Department of Justice, to the disability issues that were not addressed by the precinct team lead when I was there the other day. I'm mad as hell, and all I need y'all to continue to say is you mentioned before that there are certain things that you're going to come along that are going to come along in the upcoming months.
Yep, and
if
we're going to...
you could reply that again.
You bet.
And talk to me about what other things that I haven't done so far that I need to do. Nine months, we will have to deal with that pastor.
Yep. All right, well...
Is that a man of God?
Well, I agree with you 100%, and Kyle and I will address that right now. Thank you very much for the call, and thank you very much for your loyal listenership.
Yes,
all right, thank you.
Oh, yes.
All right. God bless you. All right, that's our friend up there in Atlanta we hear from every now and then. Well, Kyle, the first thing is you have to think nationally but act locally. All elections start at the local level and work their way on up from there. And if we ever want election reform, Kyle, it's got to be done at the local level. By local, I mean city, town, county, state, right? Because the election reform laws would have to be initiated by the state that you live in. If you have a problem, and God knows Georgia did.
Well, they certainly did, Captain. And you know, it's a sounds like a tall order, but once people get in the swing of it by vetting their local candidates and by holding them accountable when the time comes to have elections and follow procedure, they're much more accountable to the voter.
Now, we are firing up the Tea Party groups again that we used to have, and the one that I had years ago that kind of went defunct, I brought it back on Facebook. It's called Tea Party Americans. Now, I haven't put it over on Parler yet because I just wanted to see what the response would be on Facebook. I'm starting to get a little bit of traction with it, and the people that are joined in Facebook are starting to point it out to some other folks, and then what I'll probably do is I'll add that over on Parler, and when I do, I'll tell you about it, because Tea Party Americans, and what the Tea Party was all about, we were a one- and two-sided issue. Taxed enough already, that was tea. We also wanted our Tea Party groups that we had down here, Tea Party Americans, we wanted term limits imposed. We wanted a balanced budget imposed. And by the way, there's been one congressman in my backyard that every year since he's run from the beginning, do you know what he proposes as legislation right off the bat?
What's that?
A balanced budget bill.
Mm-hmm.
And it's never been passed. So here's what we do. At the local level, up there in Atlanta, you've got to, if you're in the Republican Party, so be it. You go to the Republican REC meetings. You get into these Republican clubs. You've got all these little clubs scattered around. Find one that's closest to you. Go to the club. Start participating. Start becoming vocal. And start calling your local county legislator, your state representative, and your state senator. I think they got both up there in Georgia. Some states they don't. They have different situations and different titles. But you also call Congress to remind them, too, that we're watching you every 2 years. Now, 2021, there's going to be a local election around the country, right, Kyle?
Right, right.
That's where we start. You have to, and here's what I'm going to suggest to everybody that goes to political meetings and parties. No more good old boy, good old girl. Well, it's your turn to run, so we're going to let you run. No, 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 no. We have to vet these candidates. We have to vet these candidates and understand who it is that's running for office. And by the way, we need to do background checks on it, because when I ran for office, they did a background check on me. Now, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, and they need to do that. And I do know that some of the counties do that. They don't just automatically go, well, you've been with us for 10 years, and you've been wanting to run. Do you want to run? Here's your turn. You can go ahead and run. We'll make sure you get it. No, stop that nonsense. Put the best qualified candidate in there to run and make sure you vet them to make sure they're not going to do something crazy you didn't know about. And guess what? Things will turn around sooner than you think because you think nationally, but you act locally. Okay, 2021, local elections, right?
Right.
2022, midterm elections, right?
That's right.
So you get a chance to change the makeup of the House of Representatives and the Senate, along with your state and county and city deal. And then the next year again, 2023, you'll probably have more local elections. And then 2024, here we go with the presidential race. Now, this is what you do. And if enough people get involved, instead of going, oh, I'm done. Oh, my vote didn't count. Oh, I'm never going to vote again. Because, Kyle, I've heard a lot of those people, and I've told them, I said, you have now become part of the problem.
Well, right. I mean, I understand the disillusionment, but this is no time to simply back away. Because, again, you know, there's always going to be some measure of fraud in a lot of elections over the history of our country. But we have to overwhelm that as best we can with honest voters going out and casting their vote.
Yeah, and as far as the Barr investigation and the Durham investigation, a lot of people are saying that that's going to go by the wayside right now and there's not going to be anything to it. Well, Durham is still investigating, and Biden, if he were to go in there and try in any way to stop that investigation from finishing whatever it is that Durham is doing, there would be another Wednesday out in out around the country. And by the way, you did not hear the media talking about the demonstrations at the state capitals going on that were all peaceful either, did you?
Well, no, because the big story was the one designed to get the most mileage. Yeah.
But they were out across the country demonstrating, the same group, the Trump supporters. They were out demonstrating at numerous state capitals around the country, about two dozen of them. And you didn't hear one word, and there wasn't one problem there.
No, there wasn't. And again, you know, Captain, whomever went into the Capitol, whoever they are, we're going to find out who they are. And when the names are read and the affiliations are known, we'll have a much clearer picture of what happened. And I think it's going to, in some ways, go against the general narrative. But again, nobody should have done what we saw happen on Wednesday.
No, not at all. And I'm getting some requests here to join Tea Party America, so I'm going to go over there, and I'm going to put some people in there here in a couple minutes, during the break at least. But the fact of the matter is, folks, is that this country has come too far. We've got too many great things ahead of us. We've got too many great things that we've done, that we've accomplished. And I'm not going to let that go down the toilet, and neither are you. And we're going to be here. Kyle's going to be here. I'm going to be here. Our friends that you hear in the program are all going to be here. We've all agreed that we're going to do something to make America great, keep America great, and keep working to bring America to where it was when we all remember that we stood there in the morning and said the Pledge of Allegiance and said a prayer. And that's what we did. That's how we started our day in school. Well, by the way, we also had a mother and a father at home, right, Kyle?
Right.
All right, hold on. Folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And we have got the Truckers Highway and Fiber Report coming up. We might take a call or two after we get done with that. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce on AM 860, Whoa. The Answer.
All right. Well, she got something in there. That is my flagship station, and I was going to cut that off, but I got tied up doing something else here at the moment. It is what it is. So anyway, let's go back to what we were talking about here, and it is time for the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, and Kyle and I are going to get involved in a little weather prognostication here, but in the meantime, I'm trying to open something up here. It doesn't want to open, so guess what? We're going to go rooster cruising. That'll make Mike happy.
Yes, it is.
Song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Raise Radio, a little song for that left lane, goes like this, come on baby. I got a 4 1/4 cab sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair right peep, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Road King mic, but I like the Mac. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, that's Ray Carlisle, ain't nothing wrong with my radio. And it's a Rooster Cruisin', and that was for Mike in Clearwater, because he likes that. All right, Kyle, I'm going to read this, and I'm going to give it to you. Folks, just when you thought it couldn't get a little bit more interesting, the weather pattern, and we told you all about that snow and things that were going on there in parts of Virginia, the mountains of Virginia, North Carolina, Georgia, the mountains up there towards Chattanooga, Knoxville, as well as South Carolina up by 85 and whatnot. Well, guess what? A low pressure system is going to spread snow across New Mexico and Texas late Saturday into Sunday, some of which could be heavy and cause hazardous driving conditions all weekend as that storm moves across, get this, I-40, I-20, and parts of I-10 around San Antonio. There could be snow not only in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but down as far as San Antonio. This system, we're watching it right now, and the temperatures like right now in Dallas-Fort Worth are down below freezing. So if they get any precipitation right now, it's not going to be anything other than sleet, freezing rain, or maybe some snow over the weekend. But I will also mention that rain and high elevation snow is persisting in the Pacific Northwest, and an elevated fire weather threat suddenly was expected in the desert southwest as it's getting dry and hot down there again. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Tonight we're going to start near Needles, California. We've got a lake wind advisory. This is going to affect you if you're coming across I-40 there, and this is going to go on up through Bullhead City, up towards Henderson, Nevada, just outside of Las Vegas, so be careful of the wind patterns there. Over in California, we have another high wind warning. This is going to be up in the Santa Clarita area if you're heading up Interstate 5, also throughout the Los Padres National Forest and Santa Barbara area as well. And then dense fog, again, in the Central Valley. This is going to start right around Bakersfield, California 99, Interstate 5, all the way up this time through Fairfield, Sacramento as well. You've got that to deal with. Another dense fog advisory, this in the Eugene, Salem, and Portland area, again, along Interstate 5 as you go through the state of Oregon. And once again, the word is fog tonight, Captain. In northern Montana, we have a dense fog advisory covering almost the entire northern part of the state, especially Great Falls, also Bozeman, Montana, along I-90, and of course, Great Falls is up there along I-15, so be careful of that. Down in Colorado, winter weather advisory. This is going to be in the Pueblo area as you head down the I-25 corridor. And down into northern New Mexico, we've got a winter storm warning in the Santa Fe area. Also in the, the Las Vegas area, of course, of New Mexico. Different Las Vegas, of course. And a winter storm warning out near Clovis. And this is going to bleed over into Texas as well. But that's what it's looking like out here in the west right now, Captain.
Well, let me go down here to I-40. Now, Albuquerque, the Albuquerque area, higher elevations, especially coming out east, out to Tucumcari, over to Amarillo. You've got a winter storm warning and a winter storm watch combined as it's moving to the east. I will also tell you that all the way down through Lubbock, and about Lubbock right now, you may have some rain before all of this turns to frozen precipitation. It looks like you could have rain all the way down to just about I-20. However, there is a winter storm watch in effect for Abilene, as well as over to Pecos and into Vega, and Dallas-Fort Worth has got a winter storm watch. It also takes into consideration parts of San Antonio. It's got kind of a weird pattern to it right now, but it is moving and such. It's going to follow I-40 and come across that way. So if you're on I-40 tonight, or going to be on it this weekend, you could have some exciting weather going across Oklahoma. It should be in Arkansas by Sunday. And I don't know when it'll be in the East Coast, but over there right now, we do have the remnants of the winter storm watch, which is still bad weather, driving conditions and whatnot in the higher elevations of Virginia, Western Virginia, southeastern West Virginia, as well as the eastern part of Tennessee, to include Knoxville all the way up to Bristol, up by 81, and then western North Carolina, Asheville, and all the way up to Wittsville, Virginia, up 77 coming out of Charlotte. You're going to have some winter driving conditions and probably some snow flurries. Might affect the Bucks game on Sunday, Kyle, in Washington, D.C. They could be getting some winter weather up there. We'll see. But that's where we're at. And then we have a frost advisory tonight, frost warning, frost advisory, from Jacksonville all the way across to north of us up there, Crystal River, and even towards Brooksville, where I'll be in the morning at the gun show in Brooksville. Gates open at 9 o'clock, doors open at 9 o'clock, and I'll be there till about 1, maybe 2 o'clock at the latest. So that's what's going on there, and what a weekend for weather. If you're bored, just look at the weather map.
Exactly right, yeah.
Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by our friends at Pilot and Flying J. And what we can tell you about Pilot and Flying J is, if you go in there and tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch and I told you you get a free cup of coffee for doing so, then guess what? You're going to get that free cup of coffee. But if you're a driver and you want to get some diesel or some food as well and make it a break, and maybe you're going to buy a few things you need in the trucker's store, join the Drivers Club. You'll get points, and those points are good to be used to take advantage of discounts. It's just like getting a discount on buying a product, or you can use the catalog they have from the Drivers Club and get things out of that with the points that you accumulate. And it doesn't take very long to do that either. And, Kyle, you've been there. What can you tell us about it?
Well, Captain, if you're out on the road and you're craving something good to eat, well, let me stir that a little bit. How about this? How about a Wendy's? How about a Subway? How about, well, how about a KFC or a Huddle House? A McDonald's.
Yep.
And if you're like me and you like to get a Cinnabon roll, then they might have that too if you drive in. So the idea is that whenever you're going to go to the Pilot or the Flying J, you're going to find something that you're really going to like, and we think you'll agree we have the best cup of coffee on the interstate as well.
Yeah, and there's some comments here, and I'll mention it real quick because they're getting comments in the chat room. Whoa, Google has suspended the Parler app on the Play Store, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. Yeah, well, Apple has too, by the way. But guess what? Parler, you go to the website, Parler, Parler.com, and guess what you'll find there, Kyle?
You'll find their app.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Just like in my case. Somebody goes, well, is there an app for your show? Sure there is. It's on my flagship station. It's also on my network. You can go to either GCNlive.com or you can go to the AnswerTampa.com. Either way, and you wind up with the app. Boom. Got it. Free. No charge.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right.
Very simple.
There's ways of doing it.
Yep. Very simple. And when in doubt, give it a try. See what happens. As far as all this stuff with the president, of course, we're going to get into it again on next hour here. But as far, and hey, there's Wally. We haven't heard from Wally in a while, have we?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we were just talking about that as well.
Well, Wally is going to join the Tea Party Americans group, so he's going in there right now as we speak. All right, Kyle, hold the fort. Hang on, everybody. We'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget, it's all about we the people here in this program. We the people. We are the bosses of applesauce, and these folks work for us. We don't work for them. You got to remind them. Here's a number to remember, 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. That's the House of Representatives. Give them a call. Tell them what you think of Nancy Pelosi. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.